This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. Do you know that in this heat, Jesus is Lord? The Holy Spirit is our coolness. We're in a hot room today, but we're going to proclaim the powerful gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the hot gospel in Jesus' name. And we pray that people who need these experiences in Christ will be able to accept them, take them, and make them your own by grace. It's all about grace. We do nothing without the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all consolation, who consoles us in our affliction so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. Do you need to be consoled today? That's why you snapped on the radio. You need to be consoled. It's going to be all right. Everything's going to work out all right. No matter what's happening in your life, by grace, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. I remember telling someone whose husband was divorcing her many years ago. And I said to her, it's going to be all right. And I was thinking what she was thinking. When I die, I said, no, not when you die. It's going to be all right now. The Lord's going to make things all right. If not today, he'll do it tomorrow. If not tomorrow, he'll do it the next day. You do not have to wait until you die. God has these things in store for you as you are. Even though you are in desolation right now, God will help you, console you, and bring you out of this pit in Jesus' name. And again, I said, it's not when you die. It's now. It's tomorrow. It's the next day. You know, that's what we need to hear, the truth. I remember being with Sister Rita Drinkwater, and I was having a hard life. And she said to me, Tommy, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. And I'm thinking, yeah, when I die. And she said, no, not when you die. God's going to make it all right on this side of the grave. And I believed her. I believed the word of God that came from Sister Rita Drinkwater. And you know what? She was right. It's going to be all right. And it became all right in Jesus' name.
The God of all consolation. Whatever you are afflicted with, God's going to bring you consolation and healing. And then he's going to let you bring consolation and healing to others who are going through that same affliction. Jesus comes to be our Savior, so he can use you to be a Savior for other people. So Jesus can operate through you and save other people. The deeper the wound, the more room for God's glory, the more room for God's love. God works everything to the good for those who love him in Christ. So no matter what happens to me, or no matter what happens to you, I know that God's going to use it for the good, and he's going to work it for the good, better than if it didn't happen, because I love him. So I thank God in all of his graces, and I thank God in all the afflictions. I thank God in all the mountains, and I thank God of all the valleys, because I know God is working it all for my good. You know, in my life, the things that were the hardest, those have become the biggest graces. God has turns every negative into a positive.
Into a positive. Every negative into a positive. And what does the positive look like? A cross. Through the cross and through his powerful cross and blood, God will work all things together for the good to those who love him. And you know, I hear one person saying, I don't believe it. Well, you know what? I'm going to believe it for you. I tell people when they come for healing, I don't have the faith to be healed. I said, well, you know what? I'm going to have the faith for you. And I have the faith for them. And when they get touched, they get their own faith. You know, we don't want to point our fingers on to anyone, our index finger. We point our index finger to one person, and we've got three fingers pointing back to us. We are not into calling people into darkness. We are into the positive gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us, who bled for us, who died for us, and who conquered death through the power of his resurrection.
And God, in his wisdom, he's smart. He gives us reflective ability. So what we see in other people that bothers us the most, the reason it bothers us the most is because God is showing us at our worst, that is within us. That is within us. So when you see something about someone and it just really bothers you, God is showing you that that same thing that is bothering you about them, that is in you at your worst. Because if it wasn't in you, it wouldn't bother you the way it does. So we got to just, me too, get the log out of our own eye before we're looking at other people. You know, God works everything for the good. Yesterday, I got to talk to someone I went to college with. It was friends with, and he ended up in jail for 4 years. He just had a hard time, and he was going from jail to jail. But I finally got a hold of him, and we talked on the phone, and I shared my testimony about, you know, and how everything, even when I had addiction, depression, how God used it all for the good, and he transformed my life. And after giving him my testimony, my witness about how God made everything new in my life, and he used every circumstance to come in and glorify himself through it, that we prayed, and he was like, I want what you have. And we prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He might have been in Arizona, I was here, but he gave his life to Jesus. And I pray that Jesus release that baptism, release the glory of God. I started binding up spirits and casting them out, because there's no space in the spirit realm. We can do anything, but Jesus encountered him right there because he opened his heart to him. Jesus released the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Jesus gave him a new life. Jesus touched him. But it was not, that witness was not all the hardest things that I've ever went through in my life. That Jesus, I let him in there. And those became the greatest graces that I have ever received. Because the deeper the valley, the higher that God can lift himself through you to a mountaintop experience for others.
When I was a child, at 13, I started to take seizures. And I said to God, what did I do wrong that this happens to me? One day, I was pulling the clothesline with clothes on it into the house, and I take a seizure. And this lady pulled me out so that I didn't fall to the ground from the second floor. Now, what would be the reason that I would take seizures? I had no idea. But I can tell you this. After several months, they stopped. Through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I was healed of seizures disorder. But you know, when people come to me with seizures, God has given me the grace to set them free because I know what they're going through. I went through that for several months. You know, it wouldn't happen any time. I remember being in the biology lab in high school, and I was standing by a workplace, and all of a sudden, I took a seizure. Someone named Donnie DiLorenzo, same name as me, but didn't have any relationship with me, caught me. And I was terrified, because after the seizure, I couldn't speak. I was mumbling my words. I had to wait to speak again. And I said to God, like, what did I do to experience this? That was the wrong question. The Lord said, what has happened to you, you will be healed and you will pray with people with seizure disorders and you will see them healed. That's what God said. And I said, okay, God, if that's what you say, I'm going to try to believe it. Notice I said try to believe it, because with this seizure disorder, I did not have any experience that it was happening. It would happen in a second. I would find myself on the ground, and it was awful. Then when I woke up, I couldn't speak. But through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Mother of God, I was healed completely, totally, and entirely. I was healed through the Immaculate Heart of our Blessed Mother, who is, for me, a great friend. And I know it was she that brought this healing through Christ. I know. And you know what? I have power to pray for people with seizure disorders because I know what they're going through. It was scary. My mother took a nervous breakdown through my seizure disorder. I didn't take any nervous breakdown. I just kept on thinking and praying that I would be able to come out of this disorder. And you know what? 6 months later, I took my last seizure. And from that day on, I've been seizure-free by the grace of God. And that's the way it is. I didn't want it, but God helps me, helps through me with people with seizure disorders because I know what it is to have them. And I know that God healed me. And if he healed me, he wants to heal you who have seizure disorders. So be healed in Jesus' name through the power of the blood, through the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
The enemy is going to try to attack where your destiny lies, where Father, after the seizures, could begin to not speak, but Father was created and gifted to preach the gospel of Christ. He went to speech class. I remember when I was younger, I had to go to speech class as well. And here I am with Father preaching the gospel. In your life, you're going to see the greatest area of warfare in your life is directly indicative of where your destiny is. Wherever you're fighting the biggest battle, right there is where God wants to use you in the greatest measure. Because right there is where the enemy is fighting you. Because even in your life, the devil's not concerned where you are right now. He's concerned from where you're going to go. He wants to keep you from going where God has destined you to go, from being what God has destined you to be, from releasing the gifts that God has put into you before the foundation of the earth. Because God has created you with a specific plan and purpose. All of our first plans and purposes are to be loved by God and to love God with all our heart, to be children of God. And from there, everything flows. If we don't know our identity in God's child, if we don't have our first ministry of intimacy and love with God, then we can't do anything. But as God begins to fill us with his love and his light, in that love and light is a new life. You see, when the sun shines today, it's a hot day. The sun, it reflects the Trinity. The Father is the source. Jesus is the light. The Holy Spirit is the heat. It's all one sun, but we need all three. You can't know the sun without the source of the Father. You can't know the sun without the light of Jesus Christ. And you can't feel the sun without the heat of the Holy Spirit. But you see, as that light of the sun hits every plant and hits every flower, it makes them grow. And it makes the plants produce fruit and nourishment, because in the light of the sun is every grace of God. It's every grace of God. So in the love of God, in the light of Christ, when God releases his light from you, he's releasing all of the graces and the blueprints of heaven. When you receive Jesus, you receive destiny. When you receive Jesus, you receive healing. When you receive Jesus, you receive freedom. When you receive Jesus, you receive a new life. So today, the greatest area of warfare, the exact thing you're struggling the most with, that is right where God wants to use you. We often see things through our gifting. Like if God has gifted someone to be a hairstylist, you'll go somewhere and you'll notice everyone's, how their hair looks. And, you know, it'll just be an innate thing. And so for me, I don't notice that. But you'll think that or this, and you see the world through the lens of what your gifting is. I remember when I came to God, there was such a war for my soul, and God let the devil open a hell over my life for there to be a war. I could like see and sense demons in the spirit. I was being afflicted. I was in Salem with witchcraft, and God let me go through these battles. But you know what, like Father Tommy did now, through that, he's given me all authority, and God's able to use me to deliver people, to break witchcraft, to cast out demons. But you see, that great area of warfare for me was indicative of the destiny in which Christ had for me.
Amen. That's reality. What is the thing that you dread most in your life? It will become that area of transformation for you and for other people. Oh, yes. Unfortunately, many people just take it for themselves, and they do not go to other people who are in need of that gift. That's sad. That's very sad. We're going to have next week the School of the Holy Spirit.
We're going back to college.
At Anna Maria College in Paxton, Massachusetts. You're welcome to come. It's going to be wonderful. And it's going to be a school where people will learn to pray with people by laying hands upon people. People will learn to prophesy by the grace of God. People will learn to bring healing to people by the grace of God. You see, it's so simple. What we proclaim is that which God does through the people who listen. That's real, but the people have to have that mustard seed of faith that says, I can do this. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. This man in Winthrop, he used to come to our meetings, and he used to hear me preach. One day he thought, if Father Tom can do this, I can do it too. That was God. He received that gift, took the anointing, and he prays with people all over the world by using telephone and heals them by the grace of God. If Father Tom can do this, I can do it too. I remember listening to Ralph Martin talk about union with God through Christ Jesus. And I thought, I want to be like him. I want to proclaim the very power of the cross of Jesus Christ. I want to proclaim the glory of the resurrection. I want to proclaim the power of the Holy Spirit. What I saw in him, I took for myself in faith. I remember when Father Matt was a seminarian and we went to Saugus to preach on WROL, because that's where we preached from, in Saugus. And I said to Father Matt, he wasn't father, he was seminarian. I said to Matt, as I preach today and the anointing comes upon me, take it, steal it, take it away, because God wants to give it to you too. I can't do that for you. So I began to preach and the anointing came upon me and Matt took the anointing in the name of Jesus. You can take the anointing from where you are to preach the gospel. You don't have to be in the same room. We have radio now, but how many people will take the anointing? They say, well, you know, I'm not like Father Tom. I'm not like Anthony. I'm just whatever. That's foolishness. Take the anointing. Go do the things that you hear us doing. That's what God wants you to do, because he loves you and he loves people. He has given you the power to do great things. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and throughout the ends of the earth.
All you got to do is take the first step. That's all God's asking. Grace is the ability for us to go past ourselves. And God needs to take you to the end of yourself till you begin to live in God. God needs you to die before you can truly live in Christ. As you take that first step, God aligns your second step. God doesn't want you. Father talked about whatever your biggest fear is, you move past it. And it's important, whatever your biggest fear is, you need to get over it. Because if we don't get over what we fear, it's going to manifest. That's the way the spirit realm works. It all, our lives are controlled by thoughts and in our belief systems. So if we have fear and we have dread of something, we got to give it to God and we got to get over it. Because if we don't get over what we fear the most, it's going to end up happening.
It tells us that in the book of Job. The book of Job tells us that. It's so important to get over what God wants to happen in you. That biggest fear. I remember being afraid at the seminary to proclaim the word of God. One day I was doing it, and I couldn't finish the reading. Thanks be to God, they all weren't really listening. They didn't really listen, because it would have been very clear that I couldn't finish the reading. But I went to one of the priests, and I told him, I said, I couldn't finish the reading today. I had this terrible fear that came upon me. He listened to me, but you know what? That fear was resolved by me beginning to preach the word of God. That was a fear that I had. So when I used to have the ability at the seminary to read the scriptures, because each one took a turn, I had people praying for me. I had Dane Good praying for me that I would be able to complete the word of God. And crazily, I had proclaimed the word of God at the cenacle for years. But you see, standing at the seminary, I was afraid. And God made me look at that fear. I canceled the time I was going to read. And I took another time. And guess what? There were two readings that day. I had to do two readings, and I had to ask Dane to pray for me while I was reading the two readings. It's real. It's real. Our fears can become our greatest assets if we want them to.
So today, Lord, we know that the perfect love of God drives out all fear, that there is no fear in love because fear has to do with punishment. And if we fear, it means we have not been perfected in love. Father, perfect us in love. We want to love with your love, see with your eyes, and speak with your voice. Pour out the love of God. Pour out the love of the Father upon everyone listening. Jesus, you came to reveal the Father's heart. Jesus, you came to give us life abundantly. Jesus, you came to give us rest. And that love of God is poured into your heart by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we pray right now, God, and we pray right now, Jesus, that you release that baptism of the Holy Spirit with the impartation of fire. Because like the anointing, like holiness, it is caught, not taught. So right now, catch the love of God.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.